science and technology.
Pesticides, smoking them out. Tobacco extracts protect plants from pests and pathogens.
There are, as Paracelsus put it, no poisons, only poisonous doses. That is certainly true of nicotine. The amount in a puff from a cigarette acts as a pleasant stimulus. The amount in a packet of 20 injected in one go would kill you. The Victorians understood this and regularly used nicotine as a lethal poison, not for people, except in the minds of a few crime novelists, but for insects. The invention of modern synthetic insecticides has more or less killed that practice off. But Cedric Briand of the University of Western Ontario is thinking of reviving it and is also asking whether tobacco has any other pesticidal properties that might be exploited by the hard-pressed horticulturalist. To find out, Dr. Briand and his colleagues at Canada's Agricultural Ministry ground up dried tobacco leaves using a blender and a sieve. They then heated the result in a pressurised, oxygen-free environment to distill out what they could in the form of a treacly oil. They tested this oil on 11 species of fungus and 4 types of bacterium that are common agricultural problems. They also tried it on the larvae of Colorado beetles, a notorious pest of potatoes. As their report in Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research, the researchers found that several pestilential organisms were affected by the oil. Specifically, they discovered that Pythium ultimum, a fungus that attacks aubergines, peppers, lettuces, tomatoes and cucumbers as seedlings, Clavibacter michiganensis, a bacterium that kills young plants and deforms fruits, and Streptomyces scabies, a second bacterium, which causes potatoes to develop revolting scabs and for which no treatment currently exists, all stopped growing in the presence of the oil. The beetle larvae too were killed, though that was no surprise since the oil contained a lot of nicotine. What was a surprise was that removing this nicotine did not diminish the oil's effectiveness against bacteria and fungi and made it only marginally less effective against beetle larvae. The crude oil killed all of the larvae, whereas the nicotine-free stuff left a fifth of them alive after 2 days. Clearly, there are other pesticides at work, and finding what they are is the next task. Meanwhile, tobacco has proved itself a more useful substance than even the Victorians realised. Can its rehabilitation be far off?